From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Jokowi says moving the capital city will encourage economic equality outside of Java. Hamas tells Gaza mediators to implement Biden truce plan instead of more negotiations. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. President Jokowi says moving the capital city will encourage economic equality outside of Java. Indonesian President Joko Widodo gave a speech to the plenary cabinet sessions at the Garuda Palace in Indonesia's future capital city of Nusantara in eastern Kalimantan on Monday. In his speech, Jokowi claimed that moving the capital from Jakarta to the Nusantara Capital City or IKN would encourage economic equality outside Java.
Kalau ditanyakan keuntungannya apa yang didapatkan.
If it is asked, what benefits do people in Kalimantan, especially East Kalimantan get, I think this will encourage economic growth in East Kalimantan province, especially Balikpapan.
Provinsi Kalimantan Timur khususnya Balikpapan, lebih khusus lagi Kabupaten Pasir Panajam Utara.
Specifically North Penajam Pasir Regency, and if we know one of the reasons why the capital city moved is we want equality.
Salah satu alasan kenapa
we know that 55% of economic GDP is in Java, so we want to equalize it.
Karena kita tahu 58% GDP ekonomi itu ada di Jawa. Sehingga kita ingin memeratakan untuk juga
so that regions Jawa outside Java can also gain economic turnaround. Besides the economic turnaround, President Joko Widodo said the population problems were also the reason for moving the capital. As of today, he revealed that there has been investment outside the state budget with a total of 56.2 trillion rupiahs or about 3.5 billion US dollars from 55 projects that have started constructions. Among them are 6 educational projects, 3 health projects, 10 retail and logistic projects, 2 hotels, 2 energy and transportation projects, 14 offices and banking, 9 green areas, and 3 media and technology projects. Quoted from Secretariat President, Ma'ruf Amin inaugurated the groundbreaking of the Vice Presidential Palace. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin inaugurated the groundbreaking of the Vice President's Palace in Nusantara capital city on Monday. In his speech, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin claimed that the project is an important step toward a more advanced and just Indonesia in the future. Ma'ruf emphasized the importance of the principles of sustainability, high quality, and transparency in development, as well as local community involvement, to improve their standard of living. The vice presidential palace will be built on an area of 14.8 hectares with a total budget of 1.4 trillion rupees or about 87.6 million US dollars. Phase 1 of the project includes the palace building, the vice president's office, the vice president's residence, the presidential security force residence, and supporting buildings. He hoped the project would push local economic growth and benefit the nation's future. Quoted from Antara. Indonesian minister said AI could cut subsidized fuel budget by 3.1 billion US dollars. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in Nusantara capital city on Sunday said the country could save a budget of up to 50 trillion rupees or about 3.1 billion US dollars per year by employing artificial intelligence to tighten controls of subsidized fuel. Therefore, as reported by Antara, he encouraged state-run oil and gas giant Pertamina to continue using cutting-edge technology to ensure a precise distribution of subsidized gasoline. Panjaitan continued to speak of the utilizations of digital technology, highlighting Indonesia's success in saving as much as 3,000 trillion rupees, or about 188.3 billion US dollars, by making the most of the government digital procurement platform. Earlier, Pertamina President Director Nike Widiawati informed that her company has been utilizing AI to manage its business comprehensively from upstream to downstream sectors. With the help of advanced technology, Pertamina can process data on some 15 million transactions of subsidized fuel daily. Quoted from Antara. Indonesia's youth and sport minister meets Malaysia and Singapore counterparts in Paris. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Dito Aryo Tejo, strengthened sport cooperation between ASEAN countries at a meeting in Paris, France. As reported by Antara on Sunday, Dito met Malaysian Minister of Youth and Sport, Hannah Yeo, and Singaporean Minister of Culture, Community and Youth, Edwin Tong, both in Paris to support their athletes in the 2024 Paris Olympic. The meeting aims to improve the sports performances of ASEAN countries on the world stage. In his social media account, Minister Aryo Tejo said several important points were discussed during the meeting. Among the points is the need for a cooperation agreement between countries to improve human capital in sport. Besides that, each country is expected to open up training opportunities for superior sport to neighboring countries. Another point discussed is sports championships for elite youth, such as the Youth Olympics, which they consider an important agenda that should be held immediately. Hamas tells Gaza mediators to implement Biden truce plan instead of more negotiations. Hamas on Sunday, 11 of August, called on U.S., Qatari and Egyptian mediators to implement a ceasefire plan for Gaza, Palestine put forward by U.S. President Joe Biden and the U.N. Security Council resolution instead of holding more negotiations. As reported by AFP, Hamas said in a statement that the Palestinian group demands the mediators to compel Israel by complying the plan. Mediators have invited both Israel and Hamas for a round of negotiation on Thursday. Several rounds of negotiation for a ceasefire in Gaza have failed until now, except for a one-week truce that was observed at the end of November. Previously in May, Biden unveiled a three-stage plan for a ceasefire in Gaza. The plan includes a full and complete ceasefire lasting 6 weeks, when Israel forces withdrawal from Gaza in another 6 weeks. Lastly, a major reconstruction and stabilization plan for Gaza would begin, quoted from AFP. Helicopter crashes into hotel roof in northeast Australia. A helicopter crashed into the top of a hotel in northeastern Australia on Monday, 12 of August, killing the pilot and igniting a fiery explosion on the building's roof. As reported by AFP, hundreds of patrons were evacuated from the DoubleTree by Hilton in the tropical tourist hub of Cairns after the twin-engine helicopter crashed around 1:50 a.m. local time. An emergency services official said mangled pieces of the helicopter's propeller landed in the hotel's pool. Meanwhile, Queensland Ambulance Supervisor Kathleen Danning said the aircraft's propeller had dislodged. Local police say the pilot, who was the sole passenger in the helicopter, died at the scene. Two people who were staying in a room close to where the aircraft crashed were hospitalized for smoke inhalation. The roof fire was extinguished later in the morning. A team of government experts from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau has been dispatched to the crash site. Quoted from AFP. Tropical Storm Maria hits Japan with record rain. Tropical Storm Maria made landfall in northern Japan on Monday, 12th of August, having dumped the most rain in some areas since record began and forced the cancellation of dozens of flights. As reported by AFP, the Japan Meteorological Agency said Maria came ashore around 8:30 a.m. local time near Ofunato City in Iwate Prefecture. It was initially categorized as a severe tropical storm, one level below typhoon, but was downgraded to a tropical storm by Monday afternoon as it lost some of its strength. The Iwate Prefecture government said there were no reports of injuries or severe structural damage. However, two families were reportedly trapped inside their houses in a remote town due to an overflowing creek. The region's municipalities issued evacuation advisories and warnings to some 315,000 residents overnight, and around 2,000 people spent the night at local shelters. It has forced the cancellation of flight to the northern region as well as some regional train services. Quoted from AFP. It was news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is today's commentary on riots in the United Kingdom and the importance of suppressing racism. I'm Dalapani. The United Kingdom's National Police Chiefs Council on Saturday stated that 779 people had been arrested in connection with the riots in England, with 349 of them having been charged. The riot was the aftermath of the tragedy of a stabbing which led to Islamophobic behavior. After the incident, protests by extreme right-wing groups have rocked the United Kingdom, resulting in a number of police being injured, shops being looted, and hotels housing asylum seekers being stormed. This action was countered by the anti-racism groups. On Saturday, thousands of people gathered in anti-racism rallies on a national day of protests across the country, including in cities such as London, Newcastle, Manchester, and Edinburgh. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer cancelled his planned holiday to Europe and chose to stay in England to focus on coordinating efforts to quell the unrest. Meanwhile, the Putin ambassador of the UK to Indonesia, Matthew Downing, emphasized that the racist riots that occurred in a number of cities in that country were not in accordance with British values and did not reflect the stance of the British people. Downing said the violence was carried out by only a handful of far-right groups and that the UK government was currently continuing to act to calm the situation. On behalf of the UK government, the Deputy Ambassador expressed his condemnation of thuggery and hooliganism by perpetrators triggered by irresponsible provocations online. Downing stated that the UK government would not tolerate attacks on mosques, Muslim communities, or other groups because of religion or color. The events in the United Kingdom proves that resistance and Islamophobia provocations still occur in society. Even though the UK government has implemented strict regulations against this action, it has not been able to resolve the root of the problem. On various occasions, Indonesia has emphasized its stance of rejecting acts of extremism, racism, and Islamophobia because they can develop into racial acts that are very detrimental to all parties. Efforts to promote tolerance and peace through cross-community dialogue are important steps to prevent the growth of these actions. Collaboration between educational institutions can also be carried out to eliminate the practice of racism and Islamophobia. This step should also receive support from the governments in all countries so that people do not become victims. All policies must be based on efforts to encourage tolerance between communities so that the development goals of each country can be achieved and enjoyed together. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the event on August 12, 1945, Japan promised to hand over independence to Indonesia. On August 12, 1945, Soekarno, Mohammed Hatta, and Rajiman met the invitations of the commander of the Japanese war forces in Southeast Asia, Marshal Teroichi, in Dalat, Vietnam. In the meeting, Japan promised independence for Indonesia. Quoted from the writing of historian Taufik Abdullah, there were at least three reasons behind the promise of independence from Japan. First, to attract the sympathy of the Indonesian people. If Japan was really defeated at the war, then Indonesia's independence would have been considered as a last gift from Japan. Second, Japan wanted to get political support from the Japanese people. Second, Japan wanted to get political support from Indonesia. And third, get various benefits from Indonesia, which was rich in natural resources, raw materials, and labors that Japan needed in the war against the Allies. We move to the next event in 1660, when US ECO-1 communication satellite flown. The ECO-1 satellite, the first passive communication satellite of the United States, was launched on August 12, 1960, on a Thor Agena rocket from Cape Canaveral. ECO-1 was about 30 meters in diameter and made of thin metal coated with reflective material to bounce radio signals. ECO-1's success in bouncing radio signals off the Earth marked a major advance in satellite communication technology and paved the way for the development of more sophisticated communication satellites. The satellite functioned until 1968 before disintegrating in the atmosphere, showing the great potential of satellite technology in the global communications. We end today in history with the event in 2011 when World Elephant Day was first introduced. Quoting the SSC General Awareness Chapter Wise Notebook, World Elephant Day began. when in 2011, the Thailand-based 11 Reintroductions Foundation teamed up with Canadian filmmakers Patricia Sims and Michael Clark. With the support of the United Nations, they sought to address threats to the elephants by promoting education and global awareness campaign. The United Nations has designated World Elephant Day every August 12th to stop poaching, reduce the illegal ivory trade, and restore the natural habitat of elephants. In addition, the commemoration of World Elephant Day also invites the world community to understand the importance of maintaining the balance of ecosystem and biodiversity. That was Today in History.
Tema tidak ya, tema tidak.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Indonesian government prepares 3B program to boost tourism distribution in Bali. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia has declared its effort to ensure a more equitable distribution of tourism across Bali rather than having them concentrated solely in southern Bali. One of the strategies involves a media tour of North Bali to showcase its interesting tourism potential. According to a report by Antara News.com, on Saturday, I Gusti Dewi Ayu Hendriani, head of the Ministry's Communication Bureau, explained that the Ministry Marketing Deputy has initiated a collaborative 3B tour package program encompassing Banyuwangi, Buleleng, and Bali, designed to reduce travel distance. From Buleleng, tourists can proceed to Bali's western region, namely Jembrana. Regarding accessibility, the Ministry plans to collaborate with other relevant ministries and agencies to enhance road access. Dewi stated that the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy continues to support the equitable distribution of tourist visits in North Bali through non-media publications. The Ministry is committed to promoting quality and sustainable tourism through the Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2024 program. Previously, referring to a press release from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy on Wednesday, Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno noted that international tourist arrivals in Bali are projected to increase by over 20% in 2024. Speaking at the 9th edition of Tint Indonesia in Bali's fireside chat session of Sofitel Nusa Dua Bali on Wednesday, Sandiaga highlighted that the government's challenge is to ensure tourist distribution to avoid over-tourism. He emphasized that maintaining this balance is crucial to providing tourists with the best possible experience. Minister Sandiaga also mentioned that the government is working on developing the Banyuwangi-Bali Barat connectivity, expected to stimulate tourist visits to the easternmost part of Java. The aim is for tourists to land in Banyuwangi first before continuing their journey to Bali or vice versa. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Di suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu. Aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku, hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan kita lalui bersama. Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai
oleh dia, ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia, hanya padanya. Untuk dia.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Kalwedo is valid evidence of the ownership of indigenous people in Southwest Maluku. It is a shared ownership of the common life of brothers and sisters. Kalwedo has taken root in the culture and language of the indigenous people of the Barbar and Southwest Maluku Islands. The inheritance of Kalwedo culture is carried out in the form of language, games, daily plays, customs, and speech. Kalwedo culture unites people in the Barbar Islands and in Southwest Maluku in a customary kinship which unites the community into a house of prayer and a customary place that belongs together. The value of Kalwedo is implemented in the traditional greeting of kinship across islands and lands, namely Inanara, Amayali, or sisters and brothers. Listener, Inanara Ama Yali illustrates the virtues of life and the human heritage of the people of Southwest Maluku, which includes the totality of heart, soul, mind, and behavior. The Kalwedo values bind the community's brotherhood through the living tradition of Nioli Lieta, Hioli Lieta, or Sio Lieta, or good living together. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum,
The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bimbang untuk memilih
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per.
Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000.
Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000.
Which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month.
Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang.
Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang.
Which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person.
For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands.
Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Harapan tinggi jatuh, menguap tak berbentuk. Nyata bukan pertanda, hanya pikiranku saja. Harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri. Bahkanmu saja, janji diri sendiri, terakhir malam ini. Oh.
bersamamu dengannya. Sampai akhirnya aku lewati malam ini.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland by Nanda and accompanied by keroncong musicians. The song composed by Kelly Puspito was once popularized by Sundari Sukojo. This song describes the beauty of Indonesia, which is famous around the world. A country with thousands of islands, with mountain views and beaches that are very beautiful and deserve to be a tourist destination for foreign tourists. Well, listener, here is Nanda with the keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku or My Homeland. Enjoy!
Serta padi berayun mendesak.
DIY listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.